Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comonti here at the 68th edition of the Berlinale Film Festival, and today I've got the pleasure to be with Alexei German Jr. Welcome.
Welcome.
So Alexei, you're here with a film that really struck me. I was very happy to have been able to watch it on a big screen, very close to the screen as well, moving my head around in the fog, looking for something. And I just want to know, really, from the beginning, what this made you decide to embark on this project, and also like the ambition that you had as a filmmaker facing the ambition of a great writer such as Dovlatov.
Это было очень наглое решение. Потому что
okay, so it was a very bold decision from for me because he Dovlatov is like an Elvis Presley from Russian literature. He's a sex symbol of Russian literature, and you need to understand that Dovlatov made himself up in his works. He's like Charlie Chaplin on the screen and Charlie Chaplin in the real life, two absolutely different persons. And of course, the time that we depicted was very hard and very complex with all the censorship going on and the overall culture, and the figure of Dovlatov is paradoxical, so he wasn't able to write, and he was so favorable with women, and his very close, very gentle relationship with his daughter. And of course, when we started this film, everyone was very scared, because I also told that we need to write the script in 15 days, and no one believed that we would first write the script in 15 days and then that we will find money for this film, but we managed to do both.
That's very interesting, actually, this 15-day window that you had in time. Because I wanted to ask also the challenges that you had, of course, in addition to this, you know, very limited time, but also since you, as a filmmaker, you're also a writer, and you're now also facing another writer that you really respect, but at the same time, your voice needs to go and be heard as well as a filmmaker. And I love this sort of, I don't know if it's, there's a competition in it, or there's also the desire and respect towards him, both. And I wanted to ask you specifically if those 5 days that you chose, you know, that week of his life that you kind of chose, was also in a further challenge for you to push yourself and make a person like Dovlatov understood only by a week of his life.
Нет, я не соревновался. Я пытался адаптироваться под него. То есть в чем сложность Довлатова?
Of course, there was no competition. I tried to adopt to him, and you need to understand that all the prose he wrote, his figure there is made up. So he's a lyrical Dovlatov. He's not a real Dovlatov. And my main goal was to make his prose a good script. It is very hard to make his prose to be a good script, and this is, for example, why there is no good movie adaptation on Dovlatov's works. And you cannot stage him, you can only reimagine him one more time, and I wanted just to my script to be alike with his prose, so I needed to get myself away from the script and write something that he would, maybe himself would write. And as for the 6 days, we chose 6 days because we didn't want it to be a classical biopic, because that entails that there will be a big dramatic picture, but we wanted to make it a small, very precise script and movie, as small and precise and interesting as his prose.
I'm kind of curious to hear something maybe personal as well, like as a filmmaker that grows with his own films, because after finishing watching your film, I was so amazed by this era in which art was a matter of really, you know, life and death. Like, what, as an artist, I have to completely be that.
Yeah.
And it's not just anymore a compromise or money making. It was really like integrity, coherence with what somebody feels and creates. And immersing yourself so much into this film, how did you come out and be back into the present, you know, and see how things are right now, especially maybe in cinema too?
Ты меняешься после каждого фильма. Вообще, мне кажется, что чем сложнее фильм, тем лучше он для тебя.
Okay, so I believe that you change after every movie you make, and the harder the movie, the harder, the more complex the movie is, it's better for the artist, for the filmmaker. And of course, you after every movie like this, you understand more about cinema on the whole when you take up this complex project. And I don't think I think I'm still in the process of getting away from development. Last of movie, but for me it's also very very difficult because I already wrote a new script and I'm already on the way to a new picture and I'm still a bit immersed in Davlatov, so it's also very complex for me. As for parallels with that time and today, it's very complex, and the life now is very different, and Russia is not a Soviet Union, but of course there are parallels.
Thank you very much for being here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.